everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with our friend Ray Allen. Ray is producing and engineering the show. Ray loves animals, so he'll be very happy with this first half hour. Ray will be thinking about his dog that is at home enjoying a life of leisure. Yes, asleep right now. It is the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, April 7th, 2016. Looking forward to a great weekend coming up. Should be a beautiful weekend. We are live on AM 1030 KVOI. We live stream the show on buckmastershow.com, which kicks you over to the fine website here at the station, kvoi.com. But then again, podcasts, those are on the Buckmaster Show website, so you can check out all of our work. We're going to get going with the first half hour talking about a huge mega adoption, animal adoption event that's coming up and of historic proportions. isn't it? Yeah,
Barbara. That's what we like to think of it as.
Yeah. The live line number 790-2040. We would welcome your questions, comments, suggestions, whatever. We invite you to become a friend of ours on Facebook. And in addition, we do the Twitter thing at Buckmaster Show. We're going to begin with a preview of this really big adoption event coming up at 12:30. We'll talk with Democratic congressional candidate in District 2, Dr. Matt Hines. Dr. Hines coming into the studio. We'll be hearing from him about 12:30, and then we'll close out the show with the Buckmaster Show legal advisor and attorney, Don Luce. You may have read about the Arizona Dreamers federal court kind of upholding the whole thing with Dreamers and driver's license. We will have Don Luce sort that out for us. But right now, here is Barbara Brown. Barbara is Vice President of Program Services and Community Initiatives at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Barbara, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Bill?
Doing very well. And how about a big shout out to begin from the Arizona Daily Star, the cover of Caliente, right in my hand right here, and a wonderful picture. Making a connection, mega adoption fair, focusing on finding loving homes for animals. I love that picture of the dog.
Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's a, you know, dogs and cats bring a lot of joy to you. Mm-hmm. And so we love the fact that Inger decided to feature this beautiful picture on the cover. And then you go to the centerfold, and in the centerfold, we've got an article about our event, which is coming up on 4/16/16, and then other little tidbits, some facts about last year's event, the fact that Doggy Shorts is coming up this weekend.
A furry film festival. This one's at the Loft.
It's going to benefit Handy Dogs. I think it's going to be so fun.
You know what I like about what Inger did, Inger Sand of the Arizona Daily Star. This is a really good resource. You can just, it's easy, just take it out of the center section there at Caliente. Yep. As you say, there's an overview of the adoption event, but I didn't realize, I knew we had a lot of rescue organizations, and so she kind of lists certainly the groups that are taking part, the cat groups, the dog groups, the other groups that animal related, and there's a ton of them. It just shows this community really does care about animals.
Well, they do, and they want to make sure that all animals have the opportunity to be in a loving home. And what's interesting, Bill, and we've talked about this before, is that each one of these organizations has a niche. So from this list here that's on page 22 of the Caliente, you can see that there's groups that focus on dogs and group that focus on cats. But for example, SOS Cat Rescue, they focus on kittens and senior cats.
Oh.
So that's their particular niche. In the dog area, Bridge Rescue for Dogs.
Yeah, we had that group on about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I think
Mary came and talked to you.
Well, what they focus on are the animals that really aren't doing well in the shelter and need to get out, and so are being pushed by the staff as urgent. So they will find foster homes for those animals, whereas Pima Paws for Life does also pull animals from Pima Animal Care Center, but they are looking at the animals that, you know, have the little runny nose or have a limp or something where they need to get some kind of special TLC. And then those animals, once they're better, they may get returned to the shelter for adoption or go to an off-site adoption location, or you can go to their site and adopt. So everyone has their own niche.
How about
and we
friend,
need them all.
My friend Sina, I want to do a shout out at Tucson's Cold Wet Noses.
I know. They get the little guys.
The little guys.
Yes.
But they do cats too, because my two cats were fostered by Sina and her her loving group there, and they, you know, this is a group, they don't have a lot of money, but they really, really, they have a lot of love, let's put it that way.
They really do, and people do care about those little guys. You know, it's pit bulls and chihuahuas that are the breeds that we see most often at Pima Animal Care Center. So as you look at the list, of course, there's groups that focus in on pit bulls and groups that focus in on chihuahuas or chihuahua mixes.
Barbara Brown is with us, 790-2040. We'll be talking here in a few moments about the big mega adoption fair. But before we do that, Arizona Gives Day was a couple of days ago.
Yesterday.
Right? Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yesterday or the day before. But
two
you
days
brought
ago.
In the list of how it all went down, the numbers, and it's really amazing. This is such a caring community. You think of Phoenix. I mean, how many Phoenix is like 3 or 4 times the size of Tucson, and there are very few Phoenix groups making the top 10 of the Arizona Gives list.
Right. Arizona Gives Day is one day that's been set aside so that there's real focus on philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And to have folks go through one website to make a gift to their favorite organization to just see how much can be raised in one day. And so statewide, $2.6 million was raised. And they have different categories for winners. People who come out on top of these different categories get some extra additional dollars. So they had Power Hour winners. So they set aside different hours and to see how many groups could get the most unique donors. Mm-hmm. And so Southern Arizona, 4 out of 6 of the winners in the Power Hour.
Why don't you mention the four, if you could?
So Gap Ministries, Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, Make Way for Books, and Fox Theater,
which
is very cool.
Very cool.
So then they divided out the nonprofits in small, medium, and large. And in the small category, and they have them ranked as the most dollars raised, we hit 5 out of 10. The top 10. And what's interesting to note is that Positively Cats and Arizona Cattle Dog Rescue and the Southern Arizona Greyhound Adoption were in that group. In the mid-sized nonprofits, 8 out of 10 with the most dollars raised.
Wow.
Which is really
eight
quite...
8 out of 10 Tucson related.
Which is pretty awesome. So Oasis Sanctuary, Equine Voices, and Friends of Pima Animal Care Center were in that list. The large nonprofits, the YMCA came out on top. Now, you got to get your head around this number. They raised in one day $152,000. Dollars, which is pretty amazing.
Very amazing.
But in that category, we hit 7 out of 10. And then in the rural nonprofit category, we hit 3 out of 10. Mm. So Southern Arizona, you know, consistently in the 5 years that they've done this, we've done very, very well. And I'm just so proud to live here.
Yeah, and I'm really glad we could follow up on that because so many times you just hear, well, Arizona gives. Well, now we know we heard the results of all of that. And I think our morning show is involved in raising some money for Gap Ministries. So congratulations to them. We'll pat ourselves on the back here at KVOI. All right, we've got a big mega adoption coming up. Last year, how many people showed up for this event?
Well, you know, we were very careful in counting folks because it's really easy to look around when you're at one of these big events and go, oh my gosh, there's 5,000 people here because it feels like that. But we had people counting as folks came in, and 2,300 people came and spent time with us, and 130 animals got adopted that day. So this year, we're going to have the same thing. We're going to have people counting. It's at the Tucson Expo Center, which is located at 3750 East Irvington between Palo Verde and Alvernon. 41616. I can remember that.
Yeah,
everything's 416, divisible by yeah, four, right?
Right, right. 41616.
It's free admission, free parking, and it's 9 to 4. So we're hoping for, you know, knock
right,
on wood,
right.
We'd love to have 3,000 people go through, mm-hmm. and we'd love to have 200 animals adopted.
Well, I think that's doable. Whenever you have an inaugural event like
right.
last year, I think the numbers are very respectable. But now the word is out that
yes.
we're doing this huge adoption event. And,
yep.
and when you look at the groups that pretty much everybody that is involved with animal welfare is on board, including a shout out to the Green Valley.
The first time. They were not able to make it last year, but we're so happy that they're coming. They really answer a very, well, you know how they got started, right,
Mm-mm,
Bill?
No.
So you know that Green Valley, for the most part, has older folks there.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people were going into nursing homes or were passing away and they had animals left behind. So some folks said, hey, let's take these animals in and get them adopted out to people mm-hmm. in our community.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they started. And they now have become the shelter down there. It's a no-kill shelter, all run by volunteers.
Wow.
They have an amazing thrift store and animals get adopted out of there like you wouldn't believe.
That is very cool. All right, we're going to talk more with Barbara Brown. We've got Barbara Brown for another segment. Then we have congressional candidate Dr. Matt Hines, then Don Luce still on the program. But right now, from animals to gardening, I love to garden, and I want to do a big shout out to one of our fine sponsors, Green Things. They do such a beautiful job over there just off of River Road. Barbara, I know you've gone to Green Things.
Absolutely.
Green Things is an institution here. I mean, you can even walk to Green Things along the Rito Riverwalk.
No.
People come in walking or they bicycle.
And it's just beautiful to hang out there.
It really is. And Jack and Jan, the owners, well, they had 4 acres. And then the opportunity came along, Barbara, to expand
mm-hmm.
The property from basically the river to River Road, and so now they've got 13 acres.
Oh,
so
it's fabulous.
Everything you need over there, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Lewis.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Don Pooley.
Hey there.
Dave Barry.
Great to see you.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Thanks for coming.
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, I'm really glad you're here.
Brenda Viner.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Joseph Blair.
You're
Bill Viner.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Hussey.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Aren't you?
Bob Logan.
Hey, this is great. My neighbor's here.
Dane Wall.
Hey, Ken, look who's here.
Hey, it's Gilbert. Gilbert Luna, our director of operations. He's incredible. So good to see you. How you doing, Gilbert?
I'm doing great. Hey, Ken, looks like we did it again. Another 5-star event.
Man, wait until everybody finds out what we have in the works, like our Monteverde Grill. It's a gourmet kitchen on wheels, a 5-star restaurant. It's incredible. And our new high-tech selfie photo booth. Wow. It will be a hit at any special event. Learn more online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, our focus will be the media, and Donald Trump will talk with one of the nation's leading media analysts. Our Friday roundtable features Sarah Garrett Gasson of The Star and Linda Valdez of the Arizona Republic. Matt Russell hosts Weekend Watch on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, and always at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. What a beautiful part of the southwestern United States. If you've not been over there, historic Silver City, it's a fun place to hang out, but if you like to hike, you're going to be in heaven. The Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, Barbara Brown, is world famous.
Yes, it is.
It's just amazing. It's a great drive just north of Silver City. So it's basically about 3 hours to the area, and there's many nice places to stay, like Pinos Altos Cabins and Little Toad Creek Inn. So check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org, the full listing of places to stay and the many ways to recreate in Silver City. Well, we have many ways for you to adopt an animal, and that coming up on the big mega adoption event, 4/16/16, there will be a lovely animal for every imaginable taste, Barbara Brown.
Absolutely. And we will welcome anyone, whether they're in the market for an animal and would like to talk to folks about a particular breed or hear about the personality of a cat, you know, because the folks that are there are going to be familiar with the animals that they bring and the little idiosyncrasies of each of the different types of animals. But you know, if you live in an apartment and you really need to pet a cat every once in a while, you know, to feel better. This is a place to come because we'll have cats to cuddle and dogs to pet, and you can look around and meet people who care about animals just like you do. So it's going to be really fun. Now, we're really excited, though, about the canine demonstrations that the police departments are going to be putting on. We've got the Maricopa Sheriff's Department coming down, and they're bringing some tracking dogs. Two bloodhounds are going to be doing a scent tracking, so they're going to be searching for something, and then we'll have our narcotics dog. So they'll talk about, you know, how they train those animals. And then the Tucson Police Department and the Pima County Sheriff's Department are both doing apprehension demonstrations. So, you know, someone will get in that bite suit and the dog will grab on. I think of it as kind of a scared straight thing.
Those animals are so well trained. And
they
the love they have when the bad person is out there and the dog knows what to do, but I'll tell you, their attachment to their handlers is amazing.
Right, it really is amazing. Well,
they
rely on each other, you know, and sometimes it's life or death. And so we have someone that we're honoring, an officer and the dog, with our very first hero award.
Oh, good.
So this is going to be a surprise, but let me just tell you that this dog went above and beyond, and there was running, grabbing, guns involved. I mean, this was really a dangerous situation, and so we really want to honor this hero dog.
Again, this mega adoption event is a week from Saturday. The Tucson Expo Center, if folks are not familiar, that's East Irvington between Palo Verde and Alverno. Actually, it's not too far from where we are right here at the radio station.
That's right. That's right.
And we haven't said, is it free?
Oh, it's free. It's absolutely free.
And there's free parking?
And free parking, and lots of it. So,
what if you have an animal and you thought, oh, this would be a good little road trip for your animal. This is probably not the best place to bring the dog.
Yeah, we're preferring that people leave their animals at home. Last year, we asked folks to do that. People were really good about it, and it made for a less stressful situation. If you can imagine, when we have hundreds of dogs and cats in the same building, to introduce a dog into that situation is hard on everyone. So we asked that folks keep their animals at home. Now, if you see a dog that you really like and you'd like to adopt and have one at home, if you come early enough, we've got a separate area where you can go home, get your animal, and there can be a meet and greet that would be safe for everyone. So we've tried to think of everything.
Barbara Brown is with us. She's Vice President of Program Services and Community Initiatives at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, and they have done such wonderful things at your organization in animal advocacy, the spay and neuter program, the program directed at feral cats doing very well. You'll know more as we get into kind of the kitty season is about upon us.
Yeah, so we've had a big effort through Pima Alliance for Animal Welfare, which this event has kind of grown out of, a consortium of
the acronym being
PAW. So this event has grown out of that collaboration between all the different groups in town. We thought that we needed a mega adoption event, but we also knew that we needed to do something to stop the flow of animals into both Humane Society and into the Pima Animal Care Center, which, you know, total is, you know, close to 30,000 animals a year. And spay-neuter is one way to do that. So the Humane Society got a grant from PetSmart Charities and did quite an effort in the 05 zip code. PAC, Pima Animal Care Center, got a grant from Best Friends and is doing a feral cat initiative. So the very first year, they were able to spay-neuter feral cats, 5,000 feral cats. They're into their second year. we just had a mega adopt mega mash event, 48 hours. Over that 48-hour period, they were able to do, I think, 700 animals. But total, because there were people waiting in line, it was 1,000 animals that ended up getting spay-neutered. The need is there. People want to do the right thing. And so we will see how these efforts are paying off when it's puppy and kitten season. So we anticipate the numbers will be reduced this year, really reduce next year, because we're going to do another big MASH event and keep up with the community cat program. So, you know, things are really looking up for our community.
And the Pima Animal Care Center, the adoption rate continues to go up.
Oh, I'm so pleased. You know, they really are making this effort to save as many animals as they can, working in concert with the rescue groups and putting the word out to the public. And it's a 91% is the live release rate. And you and I know that just not that many years ago, it was about 65%. So,
and the new building's getting ready
to come
online.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and this is probably one of the most complicated things you can ever imagine, because, you know, those mobile units need to move.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, all of that. So
the logistics are a nightmare.
It's just kind of a nightmare, because they also have to stay open, and we need them to stay open.
Yes.
But, boy, we're thrilled that it's going to get off the ground.
All right, Barbara Brown, always a pleasure. Let's quickly go over it again for folks who have just joined us, the Mega Adoption Event.
Right, the Mega Adoption Event, Adopt Love, Adopt Local, 41616.
Feel the love.
I know. Adopt Love and Adopt Local. 41616 at the Tucson Expo Center. Free admission, free parking, and it's from 9 to 4 that day.
All right, let's get 3,000 animal lovers out there, and let's adopt, let's get the adoption rate up to 200 animals. That would be almost doubling last year, which was the premier event. So I think we'll do better the second year. Barbara Brown, always a pleasure. Thank you for what you do in this community.
And thank you for what you do to promote the cause, the animal cause.
Thank you very much. 12:30 exactly. We're going to switch to politics with Matt Hines. Dr. Hines, after this.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Don't Miss Business event of the season is here. The 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards are May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort at 5:30 p.m. Join us for a celebration of the long history of Better Business Bureau in Southern Arizona as we honor this year's winners for their work in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. This spectacular dinner event is selling fast. Don't delay. Reserve your spot today and register at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bonvoyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bonvoyage Travel today at 797-1110.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:35 on this gorgeous Thursday afternoon in Tucson, Arizona. Dr. Matt Hines is with me, former state lawmaker. Dr. Hines is one of two candidates. He and former state lawmaker Victoria Steele will be facing off in the Democratic primary as they both seek to move on to face Martha McSally in the general election. Of course, Dr. Hines and Victoria Steele on the Democratic side. Dr. Hines, good to see you.
Great to be here, Bill.
How is the campaign going?
Very well. I'm pleased to report that, these campaigns start out early and at a time when a lot of people they don't even think to pay attention to the 2016 elections in August, right, of last year. But now we've had our primary, our presidential preference election, and people are really starting to engage and pay a lot more attention. So, in fact, just yesterday morning, I had a really great meeting with a local group of small businesses and, answered some really great questions that they brought to my attention. And, we're getting a lot of positive response just because people are just sick and tired of the typical politician. And that's really not me. That I'm a physician. I'm here for my patients first and foremost, and want to just apply the skills I've learned in taking care of patients and focusing on solutions and arriving at consensus. And I want to bring that to D.C. like I brought it to the legislature in Phoenix.
The choice then for Democrats and in the primary will be between you and former Representative Steele, and you're a good friend. Is it safe to say you two are? I don't know if
absolutely
good would be. You're friends.
We are friends, and we continue to be. And that's something that Victoria and I have, pledged to each other and to our supporters that we're not going to tear each other down. First of all, neither of us want to or believe that there's a reason to, but that's not helpful for the overall cause, and that is to keep things focused on reasonableness, sensibleness, and interest in again solutions and driving toward solving problems for our constituents. And that's something both of us are focused on, and something that I have to say I've been very disappointed about the GOP and really the discussion at the national level and how that's just kind of permeating politics in a really surprising and sad way, even down to the local level.
Tom is calling us at 790-2040. He would like to speak with Dr. Hines. Go ahead, Tom.
Dr. Hines, do you think the federal income tax should be increased for any income bracket?
Okay. Thank you, Tom. How about income tax, federal income tax?
Sure. And you know, a tax policy discussion would probably take us hours. But I will say this, Tom, and thank you for the question. I think what we have to do is assess everything. You can't just take one, you know, in treating patients, you can't just fix the kidneys and ignore the heart and the lungs, right? So you have to look at the whole body, right, and how everything works together. And I think that there are areas of the federal tax code that need to be reformed. And there are definitely places where some folks are not paying their fair share. And I think in some cases that would be in the upper brackets, but I'm not going to throw out any specifics. But there are areas where also there's a lot of loopholes. So, big corporations who have teams and teams of lawyers or decide to move their headquarters to Belgium or something say, oh gosh, well, I don't really have any business interests directly in the United States, but of course they have, 500 stores here, for example. That's you're not paying your fair share. And that's really something that we need to be, everyone needs to be doing that for the society. So I would just say that's how you have to look at taxes.
Dr. Matt Hines, with this congressional candidate, a Democratic candidate in Congressional District Number 2, what is there specifically? Do you have a couple of issues that just kind of scream out at you that bother you about Martha McSally?
The thing that really, one of the things that has really moved me and made me jump into this race was just the way that the congresswoman has been voting on behalf of Southern Arizona. And it's just, people don't pay attention to this. I understand that it's not very interesting or compelling, at least early on. But what she's doing is expressing on our behalf the beliefs of Southern Arizona and our values. And I don't think she's doing that well. And one of the most striking votes was actually very early on when she voted to allow predatory lending industry access to our servicemen and servicewomen serving on bases. And the DOD, the brass, the military brass, through Tammy Duckworth, who is herself a double amputee and Iraq War veteran from representing Illinois, through her put an amendment into the National Defense Authorization Act, saying, hey, you can't have these loans at 450% that just bankrupt these families when a spouse may be over in Afghanistan or something and a car breaks down and it's just chaos. And she was one of the few Republicans to stand up for the predatory lending industry and say, nope, that's fine. You leave those predatory lenders alone. They get to do what they need to do. And, even with her background in the military, I just found that to be, that's a lack of judgment or a lack of leadership.
So when it comes to the primary, getting by the primary and moving forward to meet Congresswoman McSally, what are the differences between issues between you and Victoria Steele? Do you agree on most things? Is it more of a style situation or issues?
I think we do agree on an awful lot of stuff. Uh-huh. I think that in terms of, we're asking in this case Democratic voters and independents can mm-hmm. vote in the August 30th primary, by the way.
That's very important.
Yes.
When you get one out of three voters are saying they're independent.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Yes. In the state and in the district, amazingly, it's becoming larger. So, but I think really a couple of key points would just be experience and background that I bring, and I believe I'm the most effective candidate to go up against and provide that contrast with Martha McSally. My background as a physician, a healer, someone who, by the very nature of my career, I'm always looking for solutions, because I don't care if the cardiologist that I'm working with to help you with your heart attack is a Republican or a Democrat. Heck, I don't care if you are a Republican or Democrat. Just can you imagine someone coming to the ER and me saying, I'd like to see your voter ID card, because if you're not my party, I'm afraid you're going to have your heart attack out on the curb. That's just not how it works in healthcare. So that drive and focus on solutions, if we don't do that in healthcare, people could die. And I take that energy and that really that collaborative consensus building, priority with me to the legislature. And I was able to pass as substantive amendments or as bills, standalone bills signed by Governor Brewer, not exactly, a progressive. I was able to pass about a dozen substantive measures. And that's something that's really important.
What is your legislative experience? How long were you in the legislature?
I served for two terms, okay. First elected in 2008, and then served for the complete 4 years. Mm-hmm. And, one of the things I'm most proud of was collaborating with Representative Kate Brophy McGee on an effort to really fix the Well Woman Health Check program. And that was, it's a program that exists now and is robustly funded as a result of our effort. And frankly, the funding, despite cuts to Medicaid, the funding that she and I, that we were able to bring down to help low-income women with breast and cervical cancer screening and treatment, the Cancer Society has just informed us as actually helped to save 400 low-income women and one man. They waived some of the rules because a low-income gentleman found a breast cancer, and actually men die more from breast cancer because we just don't detect it at the same frequency. So that, seeing your legislation get passed and then go on after you've departed from the body to see so many folks benefiting from the changes you made by working together with people like Kate Brophy McGee, I think that's just extremely important.
And you love working in a hospital environment. You're almost is the term a hospitalist? Is
right.
That what you basically are?
Yep.
And you're there at the hospital, and you have to be a pretty quick study.
Yeah,
check out the chart and then
right.
Go from there.
Right, and it's a high volume, and more than a high volume of patients, it's actually the people are pretty sick. I mean, this isn't a rash or just a blood pressure check or let's see what your cholesterol is this month. No, this is someone who's vomiting blood. This is someone who's passed out because their oxygen levels are low because they have a pneumonia infecting all of their lung spaces, and this is serious stuff. Or someone can't move their right side because of a stroke, or someone's having a heart attack, and
they need immediate care.
They need immediate care, and meaning you can't. Nothing can surprise you. And, despite some of the things that my colleagues on both sides of the aisle have said in politics, truly nothing surprises me. And you have to be just unflappable when you're going to be in this environment, in the ER, in the hospital. And I think that that's a really helpful skill that will continue to help me in my elected life.
All right. We're going to have to wrap it up. You're at TMC, but you also mentioned you're down in Green Valley now.
That's right. I do my group. We are contracted to see patients also at the Green Valley Hospital, which just opened about eight months ago. They're doing real well. It's it's a new facility, and it's such an amazing hospital to have there for the community. Tens of thousands of many retirees who have a lot of health needs, and used to have to go all the way to St. Mary's or to Banner UMC, and now they have a facility right there, and
is great. Yeah. They needed that, certainly.
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Matt Hines, where can we find more information out about the campaign?
Yes, thank you, Bill. I will plug my website. It's HinesForArizona.com, all spelled out, HeinesForArizona.com.
Good to see you. Thank you
Thank
very
you,
much.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back with Don Luce right after this.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control, treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Once a month, it's our honor to bring in Attorney Don Luce. Mr. Luce is the contributor on the Buckmaster Show on all things legal. He's one of two dozen contributors that we are very proud to have on board the show. Mr. Luce of Luce, Brown, and Hobkirk & Associates. They have offices conveniently located here in Tucson and in the Phoenix area. Mr. Luce is the author of two very popular books, one of them called Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, now in its second printing, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you for coming in. It's always a pleasure to see you. People have been hearing about this Arizona Dreamers. What is a dreamer?
A dreamer is a person in our country who is not here legally, but because of the circumstances surrounding their arrival, no action is going to be taken to send them back to their home country. President Obama, several years ago, issued an executive order, which is commonly referred to as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And under this executive order, the Department of Justice has been directed to, and the Department of Homeland Security as well, they've both been directed to not take any action with respect to children who arrived in this country under certain circumstances and who otherwise aren't, for lack of a better word, creating problems. And so dreamers are people who are here who are not citizens and who legally do not have the qualifications to become citizens under our present guidelines, but who also are allowed to remain here so long as they meet certain qualifications. In Arizona, there are about 30,000 people who qualify under this program.
Are they able to drive? Do they have a can they get a driver's license?
Great question. Arizona, several years ago, when Governor Jan Brewer was in office, directed our Department of Transportation not to issue driver's licenses to Dreamers. The theory was, and this was from Governor Brewer, that under a 1996 state law, licenses are available only to those people whose presence in this country is, quote, authorized by federal law. And so the state, or the governor and the Attorney General of Arizona were saying that the people who qualify under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program were not authorized by federal law to be in the country. What they were saying is, the state was saying that, yeah, there may not be any action to send them back to their countries of origin, but that doesn't mean that they're authorized by federal law to be here. And therefore, Governor Brewer directed the Department of Transportation to not issue driver's licenses to those approximately 30,000 Arizonans. Well, the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit disagreed with the state and just this week essentially confirmed that the state of Arizona cannot deny driver's licenses to people who qualify under this program.
Were we the only state that has not allowed the Dreamers to drive?
I believe there was one other state, but the vast majority of states issue and have been issuing driver's licenses to people who are here under the so-called Dreamers Act. So the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said, and in some very strong language, that this was motivated by an animus against Dreamers, and that the Supreme Court has made it very clear that animus cannot constitute a legitimate state interest and has cautioned against the sowing of seeds of prejudice. I mean, to have a circuit court judge use a term like dogged animus, which is in the opinion, is pretty noteworthy, because generally, if you read those opinions, they're noteworthy because they don't have colorful phrases like that.
They don't usually use those.
No,
do they?
No, not at
is
all.
That highly unusual.
Well, this judge, his name is Prigerson, even asked the Attorney General, who was arguing on behalf of the state of Arizona, whether it comes down to racism. The dialogue went something, you know, like, are you discriminating against these people? What else does it come down to? And the assistant attorney general who was arguing the case for Arizona, you know, said, Judge, you know, I wish you wouldn't say things like that. And the judge responded, look, I'm saying it because it's the truth. So there was a very unusual and I think heated discussion during oral argument. And the term animus found its way into the written opinion. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says, look, you have to issue driver's licenses to the 30,000 or so Arizonans who have qualified under the Dreamers program. And if you don't, you'll be held in contempt of court.
Sean wanted to go on the air, but he didn't have a chance to wait around. So he asked about, what about sovereignty for the state of Arizona? Doesn't this kind of get into that whole issue?
Well, it does. And Sean makes a good point. Under the preemption doctrine, the federal government, not the states, holds exclusive authority concerning direct matters of immigration law. And the circuit court judge who wrote this opinion, and which was issued this week, said that one of the problems with Arizona's policy is that it violates the doctrine of preemption, that Arizona may not directly regulate immigration. And so, aside from the fact that the judge believed that the motivation was improper, he also mentioned that under the preemption doctrine, the federal government and not the state of Arizona would determine who's in the country legally and authorized by federal law.
Is this going to the U.S. Supreme Court? Is that the next stop?
It is. A spokesman for the Attorney General's office this week said that they weren't prepared to say whether or not they were going to file an appeal, but that is certainly the next stop on the litigation train. Whether they do or not, they have a while to make that decision.
And actually, Sean brings up a good point, because this sovereignty issue is at the heart of so many of these situations that wind up in the Supreme Court or before at least the Circuit Court of Appeals.
It is. And, you know, under our Constitution and Bill of Rights, it was pretty clear, at least in my mind, that the founders of our country had this notion that unless a power was expressly granted to the federal government, it would by default rest in the state's hands. So there was a very deliberate decision by the founders when they structured our Constitution and our Bill of Rights that the states would have significant rights. I think over the years we've seen several challenges from Arizona to the states' rights doctrine, and quite frankly, I think a lot of the states' arguments are legitimate arguments when it comes to who has the authority to make the decision, the federal government or the state government.
Ingrid, I don't have time to actually put you on the air, but I'll ask Don Luce very quickly. How did Dreamers prove they came here as children, Don Luce?
That's a good question. The Department of Homeland Security is equipped to receive applications from people who claim that they qualify under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program. The qualifications include at what age they were brought here, what the status of their parents was, and whether they have any encounters or run-ins with the law in the United States.
Don Luce, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Don Luce is the author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, now in its second printing, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don, where can people find out more about you? What's your website?
www.lucebrown.com. That's our website, and we have information about our firm and all of the attorneys who practice in our group.
Have a great afternoon and evening.
Thanks.